Well, high school basketball will continue tonight. Postseason boys basketball play. We've got a Class 3A boys district final planned for you tonight here on the radio, as Chris will be in Council Bluffs tonight at Abraham Lincoln High School, as Atlantic will face off against Glenwood in a boys 3A district final. It's a pretty good matchup between those two. It's been pretty even all year. They split the two games they played during the regular Hawkeye 10 conference season, Atlantic winning at Glenwood and Glenwood winning at Atlantic. Both teams are 18-4 overall on the season. Glenwood ranked sixth by the Associated Press this week. Atlantic ranked eighth. Pretty tightly matched ball game, and we'll have it for you tonight here on the radio. Our broadcast gets underway at about 6:50 tonight. Tip time set for 7 o'clock this evening from Council Bluffs. That's Atlantic versus Glenwood boys 3A district final tonight here on the radio. Also tonight at Denison, Harlan will play Carroll in another 3A district final. In Class 1A district final scheduled for tonight at Guthrie Center, it's IKM Manning facing Peyton Sherdan. At Mount Air tonight, Central Decatur plays Nottoway Valley. At Red Oak, it's Stanton versus Bedford. And at Tri-Center High School tonight, St. Albert will face off against Maple Valley. All those winners advancing to the sub-state round later on. In college men's basketball last night, the 8th-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes were wilting in the heat of the championship race. And their Big Ten title hopes are beginning to fade a bit. Leading by 6 midway through the second half of their basketball game last night, the Hawkeyes collapsed down the stretch and lost to Wisconsin 67-59. It was Iowa's first home loss of the season.
We had some great looks at it. We ran a couple sets, and then we had some open looks. We did a very poor job of managing the clock and understanding down the stretch, okay, we need two. We can't be settling for threes. You know, we don't have to have a three when you need to score more than once. And just didn't execute very well there.
Hawkeye coach Fran McCaffrey there. Iowa managed only 2 field goals in the final 10 and a half minutes as they fall to 11-4 in Big Ten play.
We went up 6 in that one stretch in the second half. I thought, okay, maybe we can stretch this thing. And then, you know, they hit 2 shots right after that. You know, and I thought our defense there was not what it needed to be. I mean, it was okay, but it wasn't, you know, really intense like we needed it to be in that situation. And, you know, we'll go back and look at the film and check it out.
The Hawkeyes made only 2 of their final 16 shots, and they'll try to get things turned around Sunday at Ohio State.
What you're seeing is a team that is, you know, if you look at it, you were playing in spurts defensively, we're playing in spurts offensively, we're playing in spurts in transition, and we're not as consistent as we were earlier in the season, and we just have to get back to doing that.
Peter Jock scored 17 of his team-high 21 points in the opening half. Anthony Clemens added 13 as Iowa falls to 20-7 overall on the season. The Northern Iowa Panthers led nearly the entire way in a 66-44 win over Indiana State last night. Wes Washburn had 16 points and Matt Bohannon added 14 as the Panthers improved to 10-7 in Missouri Valley Conference play.
Our transition offense was good. Our half-court offense was good. I thought our passing and ball movement tonight was as good as, you know, it's been good here for a stretch, but it was really good tonight. So I felt like our offense was really, it appeared we were going to have a good game after 5-6 minutes at the offensive end of the floor.
That's UNI coach Ben Jacobson. The Sycamores made only 27% from the field, including 4 of 27 from three-point range, as the Panthers come up with the victory. Cameron Boone scored 17 points and grabbed 5 rebounds as Missouri State downed Drake 61-52 last night. Jarrett Dixon and Chris Kendricks added 10 points apiece for the Bears. For the Bulldogs, Dominic Olenzak had 12 points and 6 rebounds to help lead the way for the Drake squad, who is 6-23 now, 1-16 in the Valley. Villanova's reign atop the Associated Press men's basketball poll could end on Monday. The Wildcats lost for just the second time in their last 18 games as J.P. McCura scored 19 points off the bench to lead 5th-ranked Xavier to a 90-83 victory against Villanova. Freshman Edmund Sumner had 19 points and 9 assists for the Musketeers, who led by 15 points late and then held on with free throws. Nova's now 13-2 in the conference. They're 25-3 overall. Elsewhere in the top 25, Ryan Spangler dropped in a career-high 26 points, and number 3 Oklahoma outscored Oklahoma State 44-25 in the second half in a 71-49 trouncing of the Cowboys. Buddy Hield scored 17 points to help out with the Sooners' effort as they pull even with West Virginia for second place in the Big 12 Conference. Seventh-ranked North Carolina beat North Carolina State 80-68 behind Bryce Johnson's 22 points and 11 rebounds. They're now 12-3 in the ACC. A surprise in Boulder as Josh Scott scored a season-high 26 points, and Colorado overcame his two late turnovers, and they beat number 9 Arizona 75-72. Also, Quentin Snyder scored 14 points, and 11th-ranked Louisville hit its last 9 field goal attempts in a 67-60 win at Pittsburgh. Elgin Cook scored 16 of his 24 points in the second half, leading number 13 Oregon past Washington State 76-62. Also, number 21 Texas A&M beat Mississippi State 68-66. Number 23 Notre Dame had 18 points and a dozen rebounds from Zach August in a 69-58 win at Wake Forest. Well, the slim NCAA tournament hopes for the Iowa women's basketball team vanished last night at Penn State as the Hawkeyes fell behind 41-23 at halftime in an 81-68 loss as they fall now to 7-10 in the Big Ten.
Turnovers was a big issue for us today. We just turned the ball over way too many times and had a horrendous start to this game. We just looked scared to begin the game. Not sure why. We knew what to expect.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. The Hawkeyes committed 22 turnovers, and they trailed by 25 points in the third quarter. Allie Disterhoff led the Hawkeyes with 21 points as they fall to 17-12 overall on the season. Northern Iowa has hired David Harris as its new athletic director. Harris, who is currently a senior associate athletic director at Iowa State, will take over for Troy Dannon at the end of March. Dannon left to become the athletic director at Tulane in December. Harris has been with the Cyclones since 2006. He's the sports administrator for football, men's basketball, and wrestling, and he's in charge of oversight for NCAA compliance and other areas for Iowa State. Harris also worked at Wisconsin under current Cyclones director Jamie Pollard and at Mississippi, where he played his college football. And in baseball news, the Baltimore Orioles apparently have acquired a new outfielder, but they still aren't sure about their starting rotation. The Birds appear ready to sign free agent outfielder Dexter Fowler, who hit 250 with 17 homers, 46 RBIs, and 20 stolen bases for the Cubs last season. Orioles center fielder Adam Jones says he's spoken with Fowler and says Fowler is excited about joining the team. Meanwhile, the Birds are awaiting results of a physical on Yovani Gallardo, who accepted a 3-year, $35 million deal last weekend. The deal has since been reworked to a 2-year, $22 million package with an $11 million option. Rangers outfielder Josh Hamilton will start the season on the disabled list because of an injured left knee. The 2010 AL MVP will be on crutches for 7 to 10 days and is projected to need 8 weeks of recovery time. He had surgery on the knee twice last year and experienced soreness after reporting to spring training last week. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.